Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to 1 hour of power here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, and I want to welcome all of you to the service today, far and near. And we just thank God. We thank God for our new listeners. We thank God for you being with us today and every Sunday. We do hope and pray that everyone under the sound of my voice and those that will come back in the archives, that you had a blessed day today in the name of the Lord. It is truly a blessing to be here today. And so we just want to thank you. We want to encourage you to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also follow us there on Facebook, Voice of Truth Ministry, Worldwide Ministry there. You just click the follow button and you'll be following the ministry. You can also, Shalane Jackson, just click the follow button. You don't have to send me a friend request, and you'll be following me there. Amen. We also want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Amen. If you're not a part of our YouTube family, we want to encourage you to follow us there. Love Today's channel. And all you have to do is just click the subscribe button there, and you'll be subscribing to all of the different clips that I will be putting out there for exhortation, for encouragement, just a word from God, a word from the Lord in due season. Amen. We need encouragement in these times. Amen. To God be the glory. But we want to encourage you also to follow us there on Pinterest, follow us there on Instagram. So we want to ask you to follow us on all of our social media platforms. And follow us there on Facebook. I have not only a ministry page, but I also have an author page there as well. I am an author, amen. So I want to encourage you to follow me there on my author page to see what's going on with the author, what will be coming out new, what's going on. So we want to encourage you to do that and do it today. Also, you can follow our Jack Well. If you need any help or any assistance with writing a book, amen, I will help you with that, amen. I want to encourage you to get connected, amen. Somebody had inboxed me and asked me how do they start. And so I gave them some counseling on that, amen, of how to get started with writing a book, amen, to God. I gave them a freebie. But we just thank God for them. And we want to encourage you to get connected to this ministry and make this ministry your church home. Amen. We do everything here at Voice of Truth that they do inside of the church wall. And we thank God what he has done with this ministry and how he has grown this ministry. Amen. And we thank God for all of the listeners all over the world. This is truly a minister to the nations. And so we just thank God for that. At this time, I am going to open the prayer line for prayer. If you need prayer, I want to encourage you to press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. We do ask that you only give your prayer request and the location that you're calling from, because we do like to know what part of the world that we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask you not to give your name because, as I said earlier, this is a ministry to the nation. It's worldwide. People listen all over the world, all overseas, over in Africa, just everywhere. And Africa, just everywhere. It's all over the world. People are listening all over the world in countries that some of them I can't even probably name. They are listening all over the world. People are following and listening to the ministry. People are hungry for the truth, and they need to hear the true voice of God. And so they're speaking truth, and they're listening all over the world. We want to thank all of our listeners and all of the United States of America. We just thank God for all of you. We have so many listeners from the United States. We have in Canada, just over, even in Russia, all over China. I was like, oh, Lord, people are listening all over the world. Places you wouldn't even think that people would be listening, but they're listening from all over the world. So we just give a shout out to all of our followers, all of our listeners on all of our platforms, and we pray that God will bless you mightily and that you will have all the love and peace and health and joy in this season. Amen. If you need prayer at this time, if you can press the one, I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. If you need prayer, and look, we all need prayer. It's no need in us being ashamed when we need prayer. That's what we're here for. I'm here to pray for you. Now, I'm not going to pray like the next person. I'm not going to pray like somebody else on the team. We're going to pray the way God has called me to pray. So we want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to press that one so I can bring you in for prayer. Amen. We want you to be obedient because we know that we all need prayer. Amen. I was glad when somebody prayed for me. You know, it's a blessing to have somebody that can pray and can get a prayer up. So we got to give God all the praise. So I don't see anybody with the hand raised for prayer. So we believing that everybody is well. Amen. To God be all the glory. Amen. To God be all of the glory. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst in my soul. Bread from heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up. And make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst in my soul. Bread from heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and let me whole. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Savior, I call to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yes, Lord. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now. My Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yes, Lord. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. As we forgive our debt, as we forgive our devil. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, God, to meet the needs of the people of God all around the world, all around this nation, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to fill their cup, oh God. We need thee, oh Father. We need thee, oh great Jehovah. We need you, oh God. You are our shepherd. You are our rescue and our help, oh God. And we need you to help us, oh God. We need you right now, God, to move on the behalf of the people of God. Move on behalf of Israel right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to meet the very need, oh God. You know what the need is, oh God. Whether it be a physical need, whether it be a financial need, whether it be a mental need, whatever that need is, oh God, whether it be a spiritual need, oh God, we ask you to fill their cup, oh God. We ask you right now, God, as we lift up our cups, oh God, lift up your hand up to the Lord. Lift up your hand and tell God, we know that you're able to supply everything that we need, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to open up the doors of the body of Christ all around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to meet that need, oh God, because you know what the need is, God. You are our source. You are our resource, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk by faith, to live by faith in these times, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let none under the sound of my voice lack for no good thing, for the Lord is their shepherd. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you are our shepherd, we have everything that we need, oh God. David said in the word, I've been young and I've been old, but I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, and I ain't never seen God seed begging for bread. And Father, we know that your word declares unto us that your seed shall not be begging for bread, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you are able to meet every need of your person, every people, oh God, if they need healing, oh God. We believe that you are able to heal, oh God. Oh God, send forth your word, oh God, and heal the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, your word declares unto us when we send forth out, when you send forth your word, you heal them. Oh God, heal thy people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for peace right now, God. We need peace in our mind, soul, and spirit, oh God. I pray for peace in this land, oh God. I pray for peace in the nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Where people have no peace, God, in the name of Jesus, you said unto the believer, let not their hearts be troubled, oh God. Oh God, don't let them be troubled. Don't let them worry about nothing, because you are able to supply everything that they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you to send it forth, whatever that need is, oh God. Let our bills be paid, oh God, for those that have financial needs, oh God. We ask you to meet that need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to release finances unto them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray right now for those home that are in turmoil right now, Lord. Those that have no peace, oh God. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, let there be peace within the walls of thy people home right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now. Every spirit of division, oh God. Oh, God, we come against it by the blood of Jesus. We command it to go in Jesus' name. Don't let it operate another day, oh, God. Whatever that division is, whether it's finances, whatever it is, so that finances, finances, finances. Oh, God, you are the giver of all things. Your word declares unto us, oh, God, that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. Oh, God, do it for us like you did it for the children of Israel, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the wealth. Oh, God, we ask you to send it now to your people, oh, God. They got more bills than they got money, oh, God. Don't let them get weary. Don't let them give up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Come, morning time shall come. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, oh, God. Let them not give up, oh, God. Don't let them turn away from you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Meet the needs, oh, God, as I pray for the needs of the people, oh, God. Oh, God, they need peace in their mind, oh, God. Give them peace in their minds right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a peace that they can lay down and rest that night, oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said I can ask for anything, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. And I'm believing you to do it, oh, God, because you said in the word of God that the righteous, when we pray, it rebelleth much, oh, God. And we thank you right now, God, that you are going to answer this prayer. You said if we believe when we stand praying. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you can and know that you're able to do all things, but fellas, oh, God, don't let us give up, oh, God, in these last times, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just call all these things done. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover every house under the sound of my voice and those that come in the archives, oh, God, to listen, oh, God, to the broadcast, a podcast, oh, God. We ask you right now to cover them under the blood, cover their families, oh, God, their homes, their marriage, their finances, cover their ministries under the blood, even now in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, oh, God. We ask you to send forth the blood before them. We pray for grace and mercy, oh, God, as they go to and fro, as they go in these different places, that the blood go before them, because your mercy says no, oh, God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We know that you're a good God. And a merciful God, a mighty God, a powerful God. And we give you all praise and honor and glory. We call it done in Jesus' mighty name. It is so, and it is done in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you right now. Whew, Lord, we just give you all the praise, all of the glory. The message today will come from 2 Timothy. Amen. To God be all the glory. We got to give God praise, and we have to praise him. We have to worship him. We have to love him. We have to spend time with him, and we must pray, because prayer is our communication with God. We got to pray, and it tells us, the word tells us that we should always pray. It's praying time, and we must pray. Pray before you leave your house. Pray before your children. Pray over your children before they leave the house. Pray, send forth the blood before you go in buildings and all these different places. Then you go to your job, plead the blood. The blood is our protection from all this stuff going on in the world. We got to believe God. We cannot forget about God. We must continue to believe God. He's our only hope. We got to believe him. And we got to stay faithful to God. We got to continue in prayer. That's why we open up these prayer lines, so that you can get prayer for the things that you need, so God can supply all that you need. And he's going to give you what you need, how much you need. He's going to put who need to be in your life, and he'll remove who don't need to be in your life. Because everybody that's in your life don't need to be there. But that's a mess for another day, another time. And we just thank God for what he's getting ready to do. Just trusting in the Lord. He's able to do all things. But fell up. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is what we're going to be coming from today. Amen. The word of God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And in your own devotional time, if you could go back and read the word of God and read it out loud to yourself, amen. And the word of God reads, "This know also, that in the last day perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, spirits, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into the house and led captive, silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobated concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as there also was. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to stop reading right there. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. The title of the message today is Know This Truth. What's going on? What is going on in the world today? Paul here is exalting Timothy because of the things that the church was going through, things that they were going through as leaders. He was encouraging them to let them know that these things, know that this truth, that all these things shall come to pass. And as we look at our world today and we see all of the things that are going on in the world today, we need to know the truth that we're living in the last days. And we're living in perilous times. Paul says unto Timothy, he said, these are the things that's going on. And as we know in the word of God, all these things must be fulfilled before Christ comes. But he said unto us in the word, he said, men will be lovers of their own selves. And we see that today where people are loving their for and no more. They're loving their own self. And they don't care about anybody else. It's about what I want, what I want to do, what I want to hear. But it's never about God. And Paul wants us to know that we're going to see these things happening. And the closer the time and when Jesus comes, no man knows the day nor the hour that he's coming. But the word of God is being manifested. And before our face right now, the Bible is coming true right now before our face. And if you get a chance, go back and read Matthew 24. Because in the word of God, and Jesus was talking to them, they said, well, Jesus, they were telling Jesus all about the buildings. And I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. He said, you know, they came to Jesus and said, oh, well, you know, all the buildings. Jesus told me, none of these buildings going to be standing. And they said, well, Jesus, how are we going to know when the second coming of Christ? He said to them, all these things will be happening in the world or in the nation. You'll have, in that chapter, he's talking about rumors of wars, peasants in the land, children hating parents, mothers against daughter-in-law, son-in-laws against father-in-law, all of the family against family. It's so much stuff going on in the world today. What's going on? Because we got to know the truth. Because we got to deal with what's going on in the world today. Paul told him, just like they were the magicians, jammers, however they go, both of the J's, they were against Moses. And Moses, what Moses was teaching, what Moses was doing. And you're going to have people that's going to be against the work of your ministry. You're going to have mockers. You're going to have sorcerer. You're going to have people that believe in everything but the living God. That's why he says, well, you know what? They're lovers of themselves. They're covenants. They want somebody else to. You know, and we'll just be satisfied with what God has given us. But some of us are covering other people's stuff. We want what somebody else got. We want to be somebody else. We don't want to be ourselves. Then you got those that come with that spirit that's not of God trying to tell you how to live your life. You got to live your life according to the word of God. Don't see that spirit because it ain't God. Don't let them change you. And my pastor said, don't let them change you. Don't let the world change you. You stay in faith knowing the truth. Know this truth, that these things will happen. But you still yet got to believe. All of this stuff, we see it going on. We see it every day. We hear it on the news. You see people that love on themselves, they're all about me, what I want. We see covenant. We see a piece of that people are boasting and proud. I told the Lord the other day, I said, I've never seen people boast and brag as much as they brag today about their money, their housing, their cars, and where they're going. I'm like, why would you do that to somebody that may have less than you? You ought to be trying to help somebody instead of bragging and boasting all the time. I've never seen. I told the Holy Spirit, I like, I've never seen so many bigoted folks. I've never seen so people that brag and boast about what they got to other people. For me, I don't really care what you got. Because if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got nothing. I tell you, I've never seen so much foolishness in this world today. And it's everywhere. You can't go anywhere. And you can look at TV. When you look at TV, you'll see it. You see blasphemers. You see blasphemers coming against the people of God, against the church of God, against the word of God. They're coming against the Bible. They don't want Jesus' name to be spoken. They want to strike his name from the mouths of the believer. Know the truth. Know that you are going to deal with these type of people in this, in the word of God. And you're going to have to flee from them. Not out of fear, but you get out of the way, because they ain't coming for no good, as Elder would say. They don't mean you no good, that's what Elder would say. So we got to get it right. We got to know this truth so that we can be set free from it. How are we going to live in this time when we know the truth? They said, well, how are we going to know the truth? How are we going to know when Jesus is going to come? We're going to know the truth because we got the word. Because there may be a time when they are going to take the Bible. And you must know the word. They don't come against any other little G God. They don't come against any other religion, but they come against the faith, those who follow Jesus Christ. That's who they come against. But Paul was trying to exalt him and letting him know, okay, these things are going to happen. Remember what I taught you. Like today, we see children that are disobedient to parents. We see little bitty kids that have no respect for their elders. They're going to tell you what they're going to do. I was listening to a little girl the other day on YouTube. She was telling the teacher what she was going to do. And little bitty children that have, I was 7, 3, 4, 5, these kids have no respect for parents. I know back in the day when I was growing up, we couldn't do that. Matter of fact, we weren't even in the company of adults because they were sending you out of the room. But kids today, I've seen them and started to disrespect their parents. Parents said, what you want to do? Is they grown? Can somebody help me? When a child got authority over the house, they're disobedient to their parents and they're disobedient to the elders. I've never seen so many people disrespectful to elders. True elder now, because everybody got elder on their name, ain't no elder. But I'm talking about elder. I'm talking about people that are seniors. I'm talking about parents. They have no control over their kids. Kids are disobedient to parents today. It's just really unreal. They have no authority. Parents don't have no authority in their own house. This is what we're seeing today. This is what's going on. That's why we must know this truth so that we will know how to deal with what's going on, that we'll know what's going on around us in this world. So we can't stop it. It's a danger to be so. All this stuff will manifest itself. It all will come to pass. And we're here in that time right now. These are perilous times for believers. And if you ain't going through nothing and these type of people are not coming against you, I want to know what's because I see it every day. We see it every day. Every day. I see it every day. People are unthankful and they rude. They don't thank you for nothing. You know why they don't thank you for nothing? Because they think everything belongs to them. They think the world owes them something, so they're not thankful. They think they're supposed to give it to them anyway. I have heard children tell their adult parents, you had me, so you got to take care of me. Well, you're 30 years old. You're 40 years old. You still in your mama's house? You still in your dad's house? Ungrateful, unthankful. Need to be out on your own. You need to leave the nest. Don't respect the parents. Unthankful. You can give somebody something they don't thank you. But they feel like this is a world where you feel like they're entitled. I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to this. We got to know the truth, because this is what's going on in the world today. People feel they're entitled. They feel that somebody owes them something. Nobody owes you nothing. We are unthankful. This generation is an unthankful generation. The Bible has said unto us in the Word, and that's why we must know the Word, if we know this truth, that they will be wiser. And they are much smarter, but they lazy. They don't want to work. They're disrespecting parents. They're unfaithful. Parents give them everything, yet they don't even respect the parents. They disobey the parents. We're in that time. That's why Paul said, this know also, he was saying unto Timothy, these are the types of things you're going to face. These are the types of things when you walk with Jesus. These are the types of things that you're going to face. Even when you're doing ministry, your children may be the main one that don't believe in your ministry. It may be your children. It may be your grandchildren that don't respect and disrespect you. If you're truly living for Jesus, we got to get it right. We got to know this truth. As he was saying unto Timothy, we got our holiness. What happened to holiness? I believe that holiness is still right. We ain't holy no more. And if we are, we just on a Sunday because we're playing church. We got to get it right. We're playing church on a Sunday. We hold it on a Sunday. But in the rest of the week, we ain't on the road of being holy. We're doing everything that we're big enough and bad enough to do. We're not living holy. We're not living holy anymore. They don't want that. They don't want the truth. Even in the Word, it tells them that. I want to encourage you to read chapter 4 as well. What Paul talks about, there won't be no sound doctrine. Nobody want to hear the truth. But the truth won't set you free. But we need to know the truth for ourselves as believers. If nobody else know the truth, we must know the truth. We must know what time that we're in. We must know the season that we're in. You know, I had something on. God had told me to do a thing and nobody didn't understand. They said, well, why did you do that? I said, because the Holy Spirit said unto me that my season was up and it was time for me to go. Now, I know they probably didn't understand it, but when your season is up and God tells you to go, it's time to go. You got to know your season. You got to know what time that we're living in. Don't let nobody hold you in that place. We got to know the truth. When we know this truth, when we know this word, when we know that these kind of things will come, you got to know it for yourself. You got to know it for yourself. You got to know the truth. And so when you know the truth, you'll know how to deal with it. Then it goes on to tell, he said, without natural affection. In other words, we see that today. It's against the nature of God. You see men loving men and women loving women. That's against the nature of God. Now, I'm not saying who you should love. You got a right to love anybody you want to love. But that is not a natural affection. Men loving men, women loving women and marrying them. And I got to tell you the truth. I can't water it down for you. I can't water it down for you. I got to give you the truth because I don't want your blood on my hands. And I want you to know the truth so that you can be set free from the untruth, so that you will know the truth. That's not natural. It don't bring forth life. There's no way that's of God because it can't bring forth life. Okay, nobody tell you who to love. You got a right. You got a choice. Even God give you a choice. You can live whatever lifestyle you want to live. But Jesus died for you to live a righteous and a holy life. And you can choose that. And that could be your life, but you'll never produce life in it. It don't bring life. It will never. Two women can never bring forth life together. Two men can never bring forth life together. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. Unnatural affection. People today, they don't love other people. And we see that all over the world. We see all of, and the Bible talks about murder and different things and stuff that we see going on in the world today. Well, people don't value life anymore. We take life for granted. When Jesus died, that we could have life, telling all kind of lies, especially against those in the body of Christ, coming against their ministry, coming against their family, causing division in their marriage, family, sibling, brother, sister, mama, stepmama, stepdad, daughter-in-law, son-in-law. And if somebody, let me tell you, somebody put out on the YouTube on the feed, right? And it was a particular thing. He was supposed to be in the ministry. Said he was a home wrecker, peace breaker. A home wrecker is a peace breaker. I just laughed when I saw it. But we see all of this thing going on in the world. What's really going on? People don't know the truth. People need the truth. All this false doctrine and everything is leading people astray, and people are doing everything. What's wrong with the world today? It's in their heart. That's why you need to go purchase the e-book, The Heart Reflection. And I found it in me. And it's going to tell you by the power of the Holy Spirit what's going on in the world today and why people are doing what they're doing today. Why do we see this kind of stuff going on in the world today? Because it's in their heart. It's in them. It's found in them. We got to know the truth, that the truth should set us free. And by the way, you can purchase them on Amazon.com. And you just Google my name and ebook, and it'll come up. So we're going to thank God for you doing that, because we got to get some truth in us. We buying books and we buying ebooks, but it ain't giving us no truth. Ain't giving them nothing. Ain't giving them one thing. Not one thing. Don't be a peace breaker. Don't be breaking up nobody else's home and lying on people. Then it's that false accuser. Hey, you up in there? I've been there. Falsely accused. Now, I don't know exactly all the things with Timothy was going through, but Paul was letting them know, look, these things are going to happen. They came against Moses. They're going to come against you. They came against Jesus. They're going to come against you. These same type of people are going to come against us. We must know this truth. What is the truth? Jesus is the truth. He's the word. We got to know the truth so that we can be set free. We need to know the truth, that when people are coming to come against us, we need to know what time and season we are living in, and we are living in the perilous time. That's what Paul said, in the last day, perilous time. In other words, there shall be difficulty, there shall be pestilence in the land, and we're living in perilous time. When we see pestilence in the land, we see deadly and overwhelming diseases that are affecting the nation. We in communities, and we see all this stuff that's coming in and wiping out stuff. That's pestilence. That's perilous pestilence in this time. We are living in the last days, and we got to get ready, and we got to get right, because Jesus is coming. We got to get right. We got to get right. When we look at the world today, we see people who are just lovers of self and all about themselves. We see users. We see abusers. We see all of this stuff in the world. And we just saw the pandemic. We saw what they call a corona, whatever you call it, 19, whatever you call it. It was a pestilence, and it was it's a perilous pestilence, because it took out many lives. It took out many lives. And so that's what Jesus was saying, even in Matthew 24, all these things that we're going to see. We see the heart of man that is waxed cold in the world. They don't love nobody. As a matter of fact, they don't even love yourself. The Bible talks about that too. We got to love ourselves. You can't do nobody that way if you don't even love yourself. Come on, y'all. We got to get it right. We got to know the truth so that we can be set free, so we can live in these perilous times. And we see it all over the world. This is a perilous time. We as believers are living in this time. And as Paul was saying to Timothy, as he was giving him an exhortation, as he was encouraging him, as he was uplifting him as a leader, we have to be uplifted. Because things comes against those that are truly walking with God. We got to get it right.
And so we got to learn how, as the word tells us in Romans 1:25, it says, who changed the truth of God's word? Who changed it? Who wiped it out? Who changed the truth? And I'm paraphrasing that. Who done made God's word? Why are we not worshiping God? Why are we not serving God? We were created to serve him and to worship him. But we're worshiping and praising and living a life instead of serving the living God. We're serving creatures more than we're serving the Creator. We're serving the things of the world, and we're doing the things of the world. We ain't serving God. And you can go read that in Romans 1:25. But we have got to get it right. We got to know the truth. And like I said earlier, go over here with Paul and said, preach the word. False doctrine out there that people don't know this truth. We as believers must know this truth. We are not to think it's strange when people come against it, because that's what it tells us in the word of God. That's what they're going to do. They're going to accuse you. And they are despisers of good. You know, today we see that right, anything right or good is wrong today. And anything that is wrong is right, even when it comes to sin. They done made sin right. That ain't no truth. Holiness or hell, as Elder was saying. Holiness or hell. That's what Elder was saying. That's what you were saying. It's still the word of God, and we must know this truth that we can not only live in this time, but stay on, as Elder was saying, Highway 66 or Route 66. And that's the 66 books of this Bible. We got to stay on it. Because when we know the truth, it will set us free. We don't want to be doing things that are against the nature of God. As it said, unnatural affection. We don't want to do all that thing. We don't want to be burning in lust and all kind of foolishness. God is able to keep you if you want to be killed. And I can tell you that he is. I'm a living witness that he can keep you if you want to be kept. We got to trust God. We cannot be lovers of ourselves and lovers of the money that we have. Some of us are lovers of our money. But as Paul told Timothy, you know, you're going to have these things. Because Moses, you're going to have traitors. You're going to have people that think, hi, headed. You're going to have people that think they've done that. Their head going to be so big because they think they all that in a bag of chips. They think they all that. They're boasting on themselves. They high-minded. They think they're better than everybody else. Their love of pleasure more than their lovers of God. They don't want to give up the pleasures. And the Bible tells us Moses decided to give up the pleasures of the world to meet our Savior, and I'm just paraphrasing that. But Moses decided to give it all up because Moses was in the palace. He could have had all of that. He could have had all kind of pleasures of sin. But Moses chose not to. And we today, we have to choose not to be the lovers of the pleasures of our flesh. But we must be lovers of God. And we have to love him and put no other God before him. We got to trust in the Lord. The world said that it's okay. Do your own thing. Do it how you want to. Do it, everybody. The world said, do it. Do it your own way. Do your own thing. But it ain't right. And we live now in a world where, as the scripture says to us, without natural affection, we're living in a world without love, without true love. We're living in a time where there's no unforgiveness. We're living in a time where people love evil. They're serving other gods. You have sorcery. You have magic. All kind of foolishness. And we need to know the truth. We need to know this truth so that we can be set free. People have no self-control. They just do what they want to do. They have no self-control. I remember back in the day, you wouldn't see all the stuff that we see now. People would get mad with other people. They might fist fight or whatever, but we don't see that fist fight no more. We hear gunshots. And we're hearing about it every day. Through TV, if you're on any kind of social media, where you're screaming, where you're on your television, we don't hear that no more. Taken away. Because we're living without any kind of affection towards anybody else but ourselves. We get angry. We see world rage. We see so many things in this world today. We see people that are, as somebody had put it, so focused on the world and so focused on yourself and so focused on your pleasure, so focused on all things but Jesus. As believers, we must keep our eyes focused on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes, you're going to go through it. And I tell you what I go through every day. You'll say, how do you still love Jesus? I love a man named Jesus. How do you love Jesus and all this stuff going on? Still loving. But it goes on to that. Then they said, number five, it said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such turns away. In other words, it's talking about false teachers, false preachers and prophets and evangel, whatever office they say they operate in, you have them. And the Bible says it's a form of godliness. That means they act like it, they walk like it, they talk like it, they sing like it, they do all, they prophesy, but it ain't God. It's a form of godliness. It's not God. Because it don't bring no healing. It don't bring no deliverance to the people. It's a false spirit. It's the spirit of the Antichrist. It's not a God. It's a form of godliness. God don't even know them. And yet they may have the biggest church on every corner. And they may have many followers. And they may can play the piano and sing. And as the pastor would say, sing down the chandeliers and preach down the chandeliers and running all over the church. But it's a form of godliness. I don't see it. God used to send me to a lot of churches. And I used to say, Holy Spirit, what you send me over here? So he said, this is what you don't do. This when you know, this ain't me. You got to know when that is the true spirit of God, what is not him. It's a form of godliness. But it's not me, he says unto us. It's not me. There's a form of godliness. And it's leading people astray. It's not God. It's not his spirit. That's why we must know the voice, the truth when it speaks. Because every voice that speaks is not of God. It's a form of godliness. And it's all over everywhere. Churches are full of it. Everywhere. A form of God. It ain't none of him. He don't walk that way and talk that way. It's a spirit of deception. It's not of God. It's deceiving you. It's not God. It's not his spirit. It's just a form of godliness. It looked like it. It act like it. Sang like it. Saying all your emotions. It's not God. It's just a form of godliness. As I always say, if you truly come to Jesus, you're going to go through some of this stuff that Paul was telling Timothy that he was going to go through and the people that he was going to deal with. They're going to come against your ministry. They're going to say what you ain't. They're going to tell you what you need to do, what you don't. You listen to that. That's not the voice of God. He doesn't speak that way. We got to know the voice of truth. And that's the problem. We don't know the voice of truth when it speaks. But he said it's having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So they had a form of godliness, but they were denying the truth. They didn't know they had no power. Our power belongs to God. They had the power. It's a form of godliness. So wherever you are, whatever ministry you are, you need to ask God, is that you? Is this the true voice? Because there are many voices that speak. I hear them every day. Ain't God. So we got to get it right. Because in these last and evil days, in these perilous times, there will be spirits that come through people that will speak to you, try to speak to you and turn you away from the work of your ministry and many other things. And you got to know the difference. As my pastor said, don't let them change you, because that's what they come to do. That's why they come to mock. That's why they come to accuse. They come to do all of these things so that they can change you and so they can try to get you to go back the other way. Don't you go back. Don't you turn back in this time. Know the truth, that the truth will set you free. Knowing the truth, to know the truth. It said, for of this sort, they which creeped into the house. Now, I don't know what you creep into your house. Everything ought not to be in your house. But we let all this stuff creep in our house. We let sin creep into our house, unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, full of envy, murder, deceit, lying, tongue by backbiter, whisperers, lying tongue, backbiter, haters of God, despiteful. Oh, we got some despiteful spirits. Proud, boisterous, disobedient to parents, as we said earlier. We got home wreckers in the church house. We got covenant breakers. We got those that won't keep their promise unto God. We got unmerciful people. Ain't got no mercy, ain't got no grace. Got without natural affection, we got all that. You can go read that in Romans 2. You can go ahead and read that too. In the name of Jesus. And we just pray right now because we know that it's going on and we got to get it right. We got to know the truth, and I pray that everybody under my sound of my voice, you will know the truth so that you will know what you're dealing with. Paul came to exalt him because maybe Timothy had got tired. I don't know. Maybe he had got tired. Maybe he had got weary. And that's what your leaders and different stuff were supposed to do. They're supposed to exalt you in the Lord. You won't turn for the faith. And if you continue to read the chapter, Paul goes on to say, until Timothy, he said, but thou hast fully known, I'm at 10, my doctrine. And he's talking about the truth of God's word, the manner of life that he lived, and the purpose of the faith. We got a purpose for our faith, and that is to help us to live in these last and evil days. Paul said, I've been persecuted. I've been afflicted. He said, all this stuff that came up on the unto him, but he endured. And I want to encourage you, those in the body of Christ, endure in this time, in this perilous time, in these last and evil days. There will be evil men. There will be evil women. There will be seducers. There will be silly women. There will be many things that will worsen, as he said. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. In verse number 13, chapter 3. But as Jesus went through whatever he went through, as the body of Christ, we will go through this stuff that Paul is talking about in the word of God. We must know this truth so that we will know how to deal with it. And that's how we're going to live in this time, is knowing the truth of God's word. And Paul was exalting him, the word of God, because it the word of God is for reproof, correction, exaltation, for instructions to the righteous. So he's telling us, hey, this is what's going to happen. Know this truth so that we'll know what we're dealing with. And when these things come, and men, when these women come, when these women laced with sin to cause you to be captured and captured up in sin and doing things that you know that you ought not to be doing, know the word. Know the truth so you'll know them when they come. You got a wife, love your wife. We got to, in the last and evil days, I want to say this right here. This is a radio host had said this one time, and he was praying, and but I thought it was a really good thing to say to all men of God, those that have wives, and even those who are believing God for a wife, know that whatever wife God has given unto you, that there will never one better than the one that God has given you. Why is that? Because God has given you the best in a wife. Love your wife. In this time, Love your wife. Love your wife. Know the truth and love your wife, because you ain't going to get another one like her. God has given you his best. And there will be plenty of women coming. And the same way with women, know them as male, because they come first. But we just thank God. I want to encourage you to be prepared for his coming. Stay focused on him. Stay in faith. Keep it moving, as Apostle would say. Focus on Jesus. Trust God. Depend on him and rely on him for everything. And we know that we are living in the last day because we can see it all around us. Know that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Let's trust God in these last and evil days. Amen. To God be the glory. We give God our praise. At this time, I'll open up the door of salvation. And so now, if you don't know Jesus, say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner and need no savior. Savior, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you live, died, rose again just for me. I need you to help me. Fill my cup, Lord, with what I need right now, Lord. Have mercy upon my soul. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow, and I turn from sin in Jesus' name. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. We got to ask him to come into our heart and be our Lord and Savior. If you said that prayer and you honestly repent, you can hit me up on Facebook, Voice of Truth. You can inbox me on Messenger as well. You can also inbox me on any of my social media. Amen. To God be the glory. You can just inbox and leave your number there. I will get back to you. If you are a man, amen, just leave your number. I will forward that number to Pastor Joseph, amen, and he will get in contact with you, amen. To God be all the glory. He must have shunned the appearance of evil, amen. So we will forward all those calls or those texts unto Pastor, amen, to God. Pastor and Apostle, amen, to God be the glory. So we just thank God for the word, the announcement. We do hope and pray, BOT announcer, we do hope and pray that you tuned in to the first half of the hour power with your host, Prophet Martha Williams. He's on the air live from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Voice of Truth is the second half, 1 hour power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Rao. They're on the air live at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to get connected. If you need any counseling of any kind, you need anything, they can help you in it. They've been for many, many years. Those who are going through marriage problem, financial problem, whatever it is, they can help you. Amen. So I want to encourage you to do that. On Wednesday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She's on the air live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to connect to all these ministries. We'd encourage you to make them your church home. We also want to encourage you to partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. If you want to do that, you can hit any of us up on Facebook. We will tell you how to do it. You can just inbox us, and we'll tell you how to do that. And then you'll get perks, and they'll send you words and encouragement, things to exalt you, inspire you, uplift you. So we want to encourage you to do that. As I said earlier, if you have not purchased my e-book, The Heart Reflection, and I found it in me, you can do that there at Amazon.com. They're only $2.99. Amen. We want to thank you in advance for doing that. And we want to thank God as a new ebook will be coming out soon. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We do hope and pray that you will get connected to these men and stay connected to these ministries. God is going to do a great and a mighty work through these ministries. Now we got to get up out of here. Amen. We just thank God again for you being here. And we just thank God that all your needs shall be met in his mighty name, because he's the one that can do it. Amen. So now, unto him that is able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and make sure that you are being safe. Make sure you're alert wherever you go. Pay attention to your surroundings. Know that God loves you and we love you too. Here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, meet us here next week at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.